And so let's take a moment now to close our eyes if we haven't already done so, and take that conscious cleansing breath, breathing into that place of pure peace, pure light, and pure divine love. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Gently release any worries, fears, challenges, or sadness in this outer world. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, feel any tension in your body relax. And as you allow your breath to return to the normal rhythm, follow its ebb and flow as you visualize yourself being with Jesus on top of that summit, overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee. You are there in a place of high consciousness, a place of high spiritual perspective, a place of pure potential. You center yourself in pure being, in a state of realization, as you hear the Master explain to you that your thoughts have power and you have dominion over those thoughts. On that mountaintop, you gain a deep awareness of your true essence. You know that Jesus is calling you to recognize that the real power lies within, to realize that only by changing your thoughts can you embrace the true source of love, and anything less than love is an illusion. You can never be less than you were created to be, a spiritual being, one with the Most High. No matter how dark an appearance might seem, the light of love erases it. Allow these words to be the words of your heart. Today, I affirm that my consciousness is one with God. From all the thoughts that present themselves in my mind, I choose thoughts of love, wholeness, and infinite good. I empower these positive thoughts with the energy of my heart, and I move forward into a life expression that fully expresses the presence and power of Spirit. I resolve this moment to release any false gods I have created and worshiped. I resolve today to be firm in my commitment of spiritual purpose and to remove power that I have given to anything in this material realm. I affirm there is nothing more important than experiencing and expressing the power of God. My focus is clear and unwavering as I see God and good everywhere in my life. And now, if there is any challenge in your life that threatens to overwhelm you, bring that situation into your mind's eye. Feel your heart space expand as you set the intention to see this challenge in a new perspective, a clearer, truer perspective of knowing that nothing on this physical plane is more powerful than the power of Spirit. Say to yourself, there is nothing to fear. I am light. I am love. I am wisdom. I am power. Claim all the powers of the Christ as you visualize this problem or situation outworking in perfect divine order and timing. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together in a greater church community, see yourself and all others open and receptive to divine guidance and wisdom, joyfully making all the creative choices in thought, word, and action that transform every challenge into an expression of the kingdom. Together we claim this, and together we know it is so. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God. And we will end this time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
For thine